neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
1,000 erudei ha-mishkan. So we have a general insight that any time that we have 1,000, it will cancel out the previous subject. Ele posel et harishonim. So that means anytime we have ele, that means whatever that has happened before will not be considered anymore.
It's a new topic or just ignore what we said about
it? Right, that means it's a new page. Like, for example, ele toldot Noah. So that means now it's a new page. Because whatever that Hashem put his effort in to create the olam, then didn't work, so he started from beginning. So here there's a very interesting direction that we can understand this message in a very interesting way. It says Ele cancels out the previous one. So we can learn this message that Ele means, what does Ele mean?
In and out.
And these.
These. Ele. So this term is teaching us that whatever that has happened in the past doesn't exist anymore. You follow? It says Ele and whatever the subject is.
Now it's Bereshit.
Right. So it says Ele deletes the past. You follow so far?
Yes.
Good. So now, here we see, like for our subject in Parashat Perudei, it says Ele Perudei. What does Ele Perudei mean? Perudei means counting, and also Perudei we have in the Torah. Now that's Mishkan. Perudei, we say Lo Nifchad Mimenu Ish. What does it mean? That no one was missing, deducted. Persian, they use this word as Fokdan. You heard about Fokdan?
Yes.
Fogdan means kambud. So it's Hebrew term, lo nifchad mimenu ish. So they got it from Hebrew. You with me so far? Yes? So now here it says, ele, anytime. You have ele, you. You have ele, then the past doesn't count. Would you like to delete the past?
Yes.
Everybody wants. You know, that's why people say, I wish I was in high school time. Why? Because now things are hectic. But at the high school time, I had fun. I was playing basketball, soccer, right?
No bills.
No bills. Happened to be a rab with his student was passing by a market, and there were two people that were sitting by the sidewalk. So then, after they passed by these two people, the student asked the rabbi, did you notice these two people? You know, one was looking up on you and one was looking down on you. So the rabbi told the student, you don't know why? So he said, no. So he told them, I'll tell you why. Because one is a barber, one is a shoemaker. So the barber looks at the hair, if you need a haircut or not. The shoemaker looks at your shoe. Why is it like this?
You
are attracted by what you do. Like, you know, I don't know but the dentist, you know, when they look at you, rather they say you need cleaning. That's right, doctor. So now here it's very interesting. That means it depends where your head is. You go through life because what you're occupied with constantly. So now if you keep being occupied for whatever that has happened before, so you're not able to delete the past. So you carry on the past. Why? Because your head is there. So now here it says, you know how you can delete the past? It says, Ede, what's the word after it? Fogdan. That means if you want the past will be deleted, you have to learn to erase it. That means your head has to be occupied with something else. You know what the nickname of the babies are? Every baby that comes to this online has a nickname.
Nozad.
Nozad? No, they have a universal nickname. You don't know what their nickname is? No?
Yes.
Vacuum cleaner. You put them on the floor, what do they do?
Vacuum.
Everything they see, where do you put it? In their mouth. Why? Everything they see, the toys, shoes, clothing. Why? Why? Because the baby, when he comes to this olam, the only thing that he thinks about is what? Eating. That's his olam. So whatever that he sees, he thinks of it as edible. Everything is edible. So for my mouth, because that's how it is. So now here, you have to learn that just like the baby, all his focus is what? He grabs it and puts it in his mouth. So if you learn that there are other things that it's very crucial that you have to take care of, that is your ruchniyut status, then whatever you do, just, and whatever you see, like the baby, what do you pick up from it? You follow the plan? You have to follow the baby, because whatever he says it has to fit me. So now if you learn that whatever you see is elevation of your soul, that you train yourself, then you become expert. Everything in this olam that has created is for you to become a better person. Just like this baby. It's amazing. Anything that moves, he takes it, puts it in his mouth, because that's how he thinks. But now if you learn that whatever you see, Hashem wants you to, through that, to elevate yourself, then you become habited that whatever that in this olam has created has to make you a better person. So then you never look negative about people, you don't say terrible things about people, you don't carry the negative memories with you. Why?
Why don't
you? Because when you learn Ele and go on, then automatically all the past memories will be deleted. But it needs practice. Hashem created this that I grow through it. Not Hashem Shalom to bring me down, to make me weaker, to make me sadder. Hashem Shalom. Everything that is Olam has created, Hashem's purpose was to make us a happier, better, and positive person. So now here you see there's a big difference between the shoemaker and the barber. Why? Because shoemaker looks down. Why? Because he works with shoes. But the barber looks up. Why? Because his work is on the top.
So that's why we are not created angels, we are forced together, you know. Yeah. Hashem did not change us to be angels.
That's
we
true.
We are a mixture.
Exactly.
No matter what we do, we have part of it.
Exactly. So that's what this beautiful example has such a beautiful message for us. You decide to look down on people or look up. It's exactly like this task of these two different careers. If you're a shoemaker, obviously you look down. But if you're a barber, you look up. So now your choice is, you think this olam has it, this is it, or you think there is another olam after this. Which one? So if you get stuck to this olam, you always look down. But if you know there is an olam after this olam, then you look up. It's a very simple formula. So that means our task here is that always train ourselves. Of course, I'm here, it's a pastor. But whatever that I do here is for the intention that, Bezat Hashem, I will have a good portion in Olam Olyon. Hashem is Zaykeno, the Alves look up.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.